This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Hopefully we can work out some winners tonight in the NBA. A big slate. Only two games last night, Chelsea, but 13 games on the schedule tonight. The Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Grizzlies. Bucks are minus 275 on the money line at BetMGM. The Grizz are plus 220. Bucks laying 6.5 points, total set at 225.5. It is an 8 o'clock start in the East. The Bucks are a BetQL five-star best bet, and I don't like it. Not at all.
Yeah, especially with this Grizzlies team that's been so hot as of late. 12-1 straight up in their last 13 games and 9-1 against the number in their last 10 games. But looking at the injury report, and that's probably why this number is a little bit bigger. Desmond Bain, out indefinitely. Dylan Brooks, out indefinitely. But they still have their main scorers. Obviously, Ja Morant and Jared Jackson Jr. down low. I just think this is too big of a number. Like, do the Bucks really deserve to be laying 6.5 points? Because Drew Holiday is still out, or I believe he's questionable in this one for the Bucks, and he's really been a difference maker for the Bucks, both offensively and defensively speaking. Like, we all know that he's one of the better defenders for the Bucks, but the Bucks have lost 4 of their last 5. I don't think I trust him to cover this number.
I don't either. The Grizzlies have been playing absolutely lights out. They've been awesome on the road. Again, like you said, 15-5 against the spread, but I'm supposed to lay it with the Bucks. And by the way, Drew Holiday is not going to play in this game, and I think he is huge for this team. He's always a threat to put up points, but he's a great defender, which is one of the reasons why they traded for him. He was obviously a huge piece of their championship run. So if I'm betting this game, I don't understand why this is a BetQL five-star best bet. I wish the donkey were here. He's not in the studio. I'd like to give him the side eye right now. No, I'm on Memphis, too, at +6.5. That line seems way too much for me. Elsewhere, Chelsea, now this is a game. This is going to be my best bet for the night. I love this play coming up. The Cavaliers are in Chicago tonight. The Cavs are minus 120 on the money line, I should say. Bulls are even money. The Cavs are a very short point-and-a-half favorite. Total set at 215.5. It's an 8 p.m. start. Now, a month ago when they met, the Cavs won by 23 points, but the Bulls were without DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan is now back in the lineup, but Zach LaVine is out. So another one of their stars not playing. Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, Alex Caruso did not play on Monday against the Grizz. It looks like the Bulls might get Caruso back, but I'm not sure about Lonzo Ball. Do you have a lean here?
I would still lean towards the Cavs in this one. The Bulls have lost 4 straight games, and Zach LaVine is a big hole in their lineup offensively. Mm-hmm. He is out for this one. Alex Caruso might play in this one. I don't think that he will, but still, I don't think that the Bulls are contending in this one. I think it's Cleveland for me all the way, especially just since they've been one of the best cover teams in the entire NBA. 30-13-2 against the number, and you said it, on the road, they're even better. 15-7-2 against the spread away from home. I still believe they are not getting enough credit for the juggernaut that they have turned into. I don't know if juggernaut's the right word, because I don't know if I'd put them in the tier of the best teams in the NBA just yet. But still, the fact that they're only laying 1.5 points on the road to this Bulls team that is severely lacking for their star power, I think I would still lean towards the Cavs here.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cavs on the money line. We had this discussion earlier about, okay, the line's so short, why don't you just lay it at minus 110? But for me, if the game is expected to be this close, and it could be. I don't mind laying a little extra juice. You're going from minus 110 to minus 120. So I don't think that's an expensive price to pay for a Cavaliers team that is the best covering team in the NBA. The Cavaliers are 29-13-3, I believe, in coverage. So they are the best team outright against the number. I think this line is way too short. And the Bulls without Zach LaVine and maybe Lonzo Ball, who is also a big part of their defense, yeah, give me the Cavs all day. I'm on the Cavaliers minus 120 on the money line. How about this one? Hornets at the Celtics, Chelsea. You can get the Hornets at plus 165 on the money line at BetMGM or the Celtics at minus 200. The Celtics are 4.5-point favorites. Total set at 220 and a hook. It is a 7:30 start in the East, and this is strength versus strength. The Hornets have the second-best offense in the NBA. The Celtics have the fifth-best defense in the NBA. Where are you going?
I would still lean towards the Hornets in this one. They're the hotter team and the team that usually doesn't get quite as much credit in the market. And you look at their against the spread record away, it's pretty middling, 13-3. They're the team that you want to play at home because they're 14-4 against the spread at home. But looking at the Celtics, I still don't believe that they're a team that I want to trust laying 4.5 points, especially since at home, they're 10-12-1 against the spread. And this is a Hornets team that is certainly heated up as of late, coming off a really impressive win over the Knicks. And they have won 5 of their last 6 games. And I am aware, so of the Celtics, they've been a lot more impressive as of late as well. But still, I think I would lean towards taking the points with the Hornets.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, here's the thing. I saw this earlier. The Hornets are fourth best in the league at covering the number, but in their last 6 games in Boston, they're 0-6 against the number. So as good as they've been this season, for some reason, when they play the Celtics, they haven't played that well. So you can make a case for either side, but I think because of that, I'm going to stay away and just not play this game. I'm just interested. I think it'll be a great basketball game because I talked about offense versus defense, which one is going to win out. And the Celtics are always a little mystifying to me. They've won 7 of 10, and they're a little uneven, even though they played better recently. I'm not going to bet this game, but if I had to bet it, I'd side with you on the Hornets. It's just that scares me, seeing that historically, at least in the past couple of years, how they fared in Boston.
The last time they met up, it was a game that went over by a lot. If you see the final score, it was 140-129 with Boston winning that game. But Charlotte has been an under team as of late, hitting the under in 4 of their last 5. And a lot of it has to do with the numbers being so high, because a couple of those totals were 235 and 236. Would you have a play on a total here? I feel like this certainly has the potential to go way over just because the Hornets don't play the best of defense.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. It could be a lot of points in this one.
There could be. I'm just going to stay away from this game. I can't. I've looked at totals. I looked at side. And I cannot figure it out. By the way, a couple teams on the back end of back-to-backs. The Pistons had the Warriors last night, lost that game, and did not cover. The Warriors covered by the hook tonight. The Pistons at the Kings, where Sacramento is laying 5.5 points. And then we have the Timberwolves, who got that win over the Knicks last night. Now the Wolves travel to Atlanta, where the Hawks are laying 2.5 points, and Atlanta, the worst covering team in the NBA.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.